Number 8.
I never met my father. He was killed in a car wreck on a rainy road 3 months before I was born, driving from Chicago to Arkansas to see my mother. After that, my mother had to support us. So we lived with my grandparents while she went back to Louisiana to study nursing. I can still see her clearly tonight through the eyes of a 3-year-old, kneeling at the railroad station and weeping as she put me back on the train to Arkansas with my grandmother. She endured that pain because she knew her sacrifice was the only way she could support me and give me a better life. My mother taught me. She taught me about family and hard work and sacrifice. She held steady through tragedy after tragedy, and she held our family, my brother and I, together through tough times. As a child, I watched her go off to work each day at a time when it wasn't always easy to be a working mother. I never met my father. He was killed in a car wreck on a rainy road 3 months before I was born, driving from Chicago to Arkansas to see my mother. After that, my mother had to support us. So we lived with my grandparents while she went back to Louisiana to study nursing. I can still see her clearly tonight through the eyes of a 3-year-old, kneeling at the railroad station and weeping as she put me back on the train to Arkansas with my grandmother. She endured that pain because she knew her sacrifice was the only way she could support me and give me a better life. My mother taught me. She taught me about family and hard work and sacrifice. She held steady through tragedy after tragedy, and she held our family, my brother and I, together through tough times. As a child, I watched her go off to work each day at a time when it wasn't always easy to be a working mother. I never met my father. He was killed in a car wreck on a rainy road 3 months before I was born, driving from Chicago to Arkansas to see my mother. After that, my mother had to support us. So we lived with my grandparents while she went back to Louisiana to study nursing. I can still see her clearly tonight through the eyes of a 3-year-old, kneeling at the railroad station and weeping as she put me back on the train to Arkansas with my grandmother. She endured that pain because she knew her sacrifice was the only way she could support me and give me a better life. My mother taught me. She taught me about family and hard work and sacrifice. She held steady through tragedy after tragedy, and she held our family, my brother and I, together through tough times. As a child, I watched her go off to work each day at a time when it wasn't always easy to be a working mother.